This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
This afternoon from 1, Radcliffe and Moconi.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
At 10, Lauren Laverne. Right now, it's the Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
I think this is a terrible, terrible, terrible idea.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
One day, we're gonna live.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, Percy.
Get off me, woman.
Wait.
Well, this is a turn up for the books. This is mental in here. We're live and potentially dangerous from perhaps for the one of the last times the legendary Maida Vale studio MV7. Probably not sound any different down the pipe, but it's different in here. These boys put together an incredible experience for us. It's almost like being Chris Evans for a day. I'm surrounded by brilliant engineers, wonderful producers. I feel cupped and served. We've got a show for you today. We've actually got a show. It's been approximately 11 years, 8 months, 13 days, something like that, since we started on April the 2nd, 2007, and this is the final breakfast show. Hashtag content, Phil, thank you. Usual suspects, Phil Zara here. We'll do a full rundown of everybody else later. It's going to be cloying. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be mawkish. But most of all, it's going to be fun, 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 because this is the start of our BBC Radio 6 Music all-day Christmas party. All-day Christmas party. Yes, it's our last breakfast show, but we're having a couple of weeks off, and then we're coming goddamn well back. But not in this slot. So it will be like happy sad, wabi sabi. I'm actually pumped to the max, though, right now. Paris was one of the first ever breakfast show records of the week back when we could be bothered doing them, before we lost all our energy. We've got too much to tell you about. Just be there for us. We've got a live audience coming after 8 o'clock. He's going to be sensational. I promise you that much. And we've got a very special guest who I've not even mentioned yet. He's not a guest. He's actually a central tenet of the show.
It was really, really, really nice.
We are going to be reunited imminently. The last ever Matt Everett intro is coming up after Thundercat.
The moat. I was going to try the moat.
For a bit of rough and tumble. Thundercat and Bad Bad Not Good and Flying Lotus with King of the Hill there on BBC Radio 6 Music. 10 minutes past 7. And, somebody did ask for
Mushroom.
So, you know, last day of the breakfast show. That Sam's just coming with a massive box of cakes. Fantastic. Sam Sing, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Sing about you. I don't know who's... I've kind of kept it... I've stayed away from the organisational might of Phil Smith on this last day because I just wanted a lot of things to be surprises, but I know for a fact... We've got live audience after 8. We've cherry-picked some of the longest-serving and longest-suffering listeners to be here with us for the final push. That's going to be good. We're going to be talking to them. But it is mostly about you lot anyway. We've got a massive pile of missives to get through. It's going to be self-serving and full of self-regard from 7 till 10. I'm pretty sure Ed Harcourt, not as has been misspelled on the form Ed Hardcourt, who is a totally different guy. He's the professional tennis player from Bishop Stortford. Ed Harcourt, though. Is going to be here doing a few Christmas songs for us. We've got some old friends of the show popping in, making an appearance here and there. It's going to be amazeballs. New balls, please. Carl says, I can't help but wonder how long it will take for you to realise that after 11 years your sleep pattern is so permanently screwed, you'll never be able to lie in. But I wish you luck with it. if you ever do get a well-deserved lion, my earworms, thank you for the days, like for kinks. Remember, we need your earworms. We're going to be doing that for the last time, definitely. Not doing them again after that. Last ever Hill Street Blues link coming up in a bit.
The man's doing them next week.
Oh, that's taking the edge off it. David says, my last ever breakfast show earworm slightly made up is two of us by the Beatles, along with a McCartney cartwheel clip, just in case it falls out of the box during the move. Okay, well, I suppose we can have that, if I can find it a bit later on. I'm getting a little bit of cartwheel blindness, as you can probably understand at this point, because it's getting all a bit panicky.
McCartney! Who the hell do you think you are?
Mark says, I hope, how will I ever cope without writing these daily earworm emails? Thanks for the marvellously miserable entertainment. My final earworm, Fionn, his final earworm, for your deliberation, is the rather lovely, juxtaposed with you, by the super furry animal, Pint of Timmy Taylor Landlord. It's from Mark. Serena says, good morning, I was wondering if you would give us a mention to my Mark on what is his Rossi birthday, that being his 46th year. You will be listening avidly, and we will miss waking with you in the mornings. Lots of love and luck to you on this special day. Sent from a narrow boat. You can even get Wi-Fi on a narrow boat, but you can't in my front room. Isn't that funny? Blur and Fool's Day, speaking of which, the return of Matt Everett, imminently. Especially for former producer Paul Sheehan, who is very much close to our hearts. He's stuck in a toilet at BBC Suffolk at the moment. He tweeted a photograph of himself. If somebody could release him, that would be nice. He's a colossal Idols fan. I would go as far as to say that he's a stalker.
Yeah, just a bit.
At what point does it become stalking? Where you, I go to every gig, and sometimes I find out if they're at a gig, and somebody tweets me and says that Joe Talbot's at this gig, and then I go to that gig and I stand next to him at the bar. That's a little bit creepy. But Paul does that kind of thing because he loves them that much. That's Paul Sheehan, ladies and gentlemen. That was Idols with Samaritans, and before that, it was Block Party and Banquet.
Well, I think you did a very good job of keeping it together then, considering what's just happened.
Yeah, and thanks for pointing that out. Apparently there's some ambience on this microphone here. We are now joined by a studio audience, some of the lucky few. An underwhelmed 41 people who are just thinking, you do this every morning, you get up and out. Can you all, at the count of three, can you all shout your name at the same time? One, two, three. So I hope that's clear. Each and every one of them have had a shout out on live radio now, so we're clear. We've covered that.
You don't have to mention them again.
Please, Fire Warden Phil Smith, please do not swear. I have to say that. All right? No swearing. Whatever you do, you're in the dead zone. Good. Nobody listens to the dead zone. Everybody knows that. Audience listener figures suggested back in 2017 that this was the point of the show where everybody completely lost interest. And even these guys who are in the studio aren't listening. They're checking their phones. A couple of them have got books. But we prefer to get out of that and into the Hawaiian bed link. This is such desperate self-regard, this whole broadcast, isn't it, Matt? Desperate self-regard.
Why stop?
Yeah. My Uncle Martin's stuck outside. He's on the pavement at Maida Vale.
Why is that? Because you forgot to put him on the guest list.
Yes.
And that's true.
Oh, he's in!
Hey,
he's in, ladies and gentlemen. After three, can we have a hello, Orms? One, two, three.
Hello,
hello, Orms! Look at that. Absolutely phenomenal. The power I wield in this place. Just a few bits and bobs and missives. Andy says, Ben Wright's piece was the best written skit that you've ever had on your otherwise low-achieving programme. Those are my words, by the way. Thank you so much to Ben Wright for delivering them. Ooh, even better than Brexit's being delivered at the moment. We're well done for saving the best till last. Good luck and a jolly holiday. Andy in Haddenham.
And we had John Craven on just then.
John Craven, how, ladies and gentlemen.
Phil, how did you get hold of John Craven?
I didn't do it, actually. Our good friend Sam did it.
Thank you, Sam Singh.
Yeah. I can't. I'd love to take the credit, but I didn't do any of that work.
Does he? Do you have to sort of track it? Is he in the countryside all the time? Okay. Yeah. I stalked him. You stalked him.
Snared.
Yeah, snared him. I think he probably lives in a set, like a badger, doesn't he?
That's it. You just have to tap the ground like that and he comes snuffling out. Here he is. Here he is. Absolutely lost it. It's brilliant. That's exactly how I feel right now. I mean, animal sounds are just around the corner. Guttural animal sounds. And so for the last three links, he just did guttural animal sounds for 2.5 minutes. It was very frightening. And then we threw a wet towel over him and gaffer-taped him and put him in the back of the ambulance.
We thought he was going to do an emotional goodbye to the listeners, but he just made the sound of a baboon.
Pencils up his nose, underpants on his head. Actually, you know, speaking of incanting the great Blackadder, we must at this juncture also have a...
Bravo!
Morning, Sean, for the last ever time before 8 a.m.
What time is it?
Oh, there's a clock next to me head. 8:13, so a bit late. Can you play the fart soundbite for my wife, Friday Flatulence? Will, honestly, he's so childish. I mean, is this what my career has come to? Playing fart sounds off a cart wall? Is that all I'm good for? Is this it? The man who did the rustling papers and the fart sounds is dead. Is that what they're going to say on the BBC ticker website in 44 years when I go?
Spell your name wrong.
And very, very sad to say that Sean Cavini has died. Why are we talking about death on The Breakfast Show?
It's one of the many reasons why we do have upwards of 90 listeners in the dead zone. Having spent the last 4 years in retirement, I haven't needed to listen to you in the mornings, instead preferring to hear your delights on catch-up at a more sociable, acceptable hour. But as this is your last breakfast show, I made an effort and set the alarm, and I'm now listening to you with a cup of tea and bags under my arms. Please make it all worthwhile. Janine and her dad would be most welcome. So Pete and Ashford and Ken.
Yeah, Dad, whatever. Like, I've got Peter from Blackman Motorcycle Club staying on the couch tonight. There's nothing you can do about it. Yeah, bloody not. Yeah, bloody not. Tell you that, but not that he's not passing the threshold. He is, Dad, and that's that.
Oh. Yet another to-do between Janine and her dad. It is utter nonsense. You're absolutely right. One of my favourite tunes. Stereo MCs now, Deep Down and Dirty. And then we've got a live last of this year, Small Claims Court.
I'd not be the one that'd be left alone to
win. It's like Tron, Jeff. It's like Tron in here. It's like the bloody future, mate.
Were you just distributing your buns earlier?
I was distributing my buns. I was, you know, I'm not saying I'm like Jesus.
Right.
That wasn't what I said.
No.
Because you're on dangerous territory, even as a lapsed Catholic, you're on thin ice there. I'm not saying that. There isn't 5,000 people. We haven't got 5,000 listeners to feed. Out in the whole of Listenerville. So we've only about 23. I think the numbers have swelled to 23 now, but Fergus very kindly brought some baked goods, and I have been tossing my buns all over the place. I've also accidentally squirted some WD-40 on the floor, which is now a slip hazard, for which I apologise. Who brought me the WD? Can you just name yourself?
Anne-Marie,
thank you so much. It's lovely to have you with us. And we've got Tony Locksmith Carter live in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Can we have a huge round of applause for Tony? He's done me a T-shirt. Can you read out what it says? This is for the new slot. This is to do with the new slot.
Filling the gap between Marianne Hobbs and Lamac. Perfect.
It's just that realisation that you get that you're not William Makepeace Thackeray. You know, you're not William Shakespeare. You're not William Shatner, mate. You're just a guy who stops the broadcast going off onto emergency tape. You're just a person who makes noise between two other bits of noise. That's what we do. It's a horrible realisation. That's what it is. But we love it. I'll tell you what. Oh, yeah. We've got a new feature coming up in the new show called Mark Gardiner's Question Time.
Yeah, I haven't sent the email yet.
Oh, does he not know yet? Hashtag orcs. If you're listening, Mark, drop us a line and tell us if you're up for it. It's £50 a go you get for that.
Don't say that.
Oh, yeah. Mark Gardiner's Question Time, is it? Oh, tell you what, I'll break a snooker cue over your back if you come anywhere near my garden. I'll tell you that for nothing.
I'm going to miss evil Alan Titchmarsh.
Do you remember that time when he came in? He's such a legendary fellow. And he came in to be interviewed by me, and I was having one of my off days.
Yeah.
Because they don't notice that. I don't think they notice when I have my off days, do you?
Just sweetness and light every single morning.
And I got to the end of the interview and I was quite nervous all the way through. I'd made a real hash of it. And at the end I said, thank you very much indeed, Alan Partridge. And he looked like he was going to snap a trowel over my head then as well. Very, very shortly, we are going to play a song now and then up to the news. I often talk about the future.
The future!
What does it hold in 2019?
The future.
I don't really know, but I know a man who does. Clinton Baptiste, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be here to tell me what our future holds in 2019.
For our wrap-up, let's give it everything we've got. Ready?
Well, you did it. You made Matt Everett cry. Ed Harcourt, ladies and gentlemen, that was just absolutely sensational and beautiful. Thank you. It is almost the end, but not quite. Let's hear Tom York, and then let's finish this thing. There it is. That was Tom York and Unmade. Face like an unmade bed, Sean Keaveney. That's what they've been saying for the last 11 years. And they're absolutely right. We're here in MV7 with our dearly beloved. Can you please give us one more whoop? The all-day Christmas party continues with Lauren Laverne next, and then we're rolling into Radmack and to Steve bringing it on home all the way up till 7 o'clock. What can we say? I don't really know, to be honest. I mean, first of all, we've got to mention the cake. Can we have a round of applause? I've never applauded a cake before, but I'm going to do it now. The Six Music cake brought to us by Isabel. Apparently, it's some kind of man versus food thing. I'm going to be filmed by the BBC News website immediately after this show, eating it all in 7 minutes. So that's something for you to look forward to. We'll visualise that and put it up on the socials. Just hello to everybody, you know, who has been in contact on the programme. I'm going to do a little speech in a minute, but first of all, you can film this if you want and put it up on YouTube. Maybe we'll trend. You just never know, do you? Matt, final word from you before I go into my clawing masterpiece.
Thank you. It's been really amazing. And it will continue to be amazing. It'll be different, but it'll be amazing. And, yeah, that's the other thing that people often ask me is, oh, do you actually get on? It's like, yeah.
I know. Apart from that Costa coffee moment that we had to have on Great Portland Street in 2011, we had to have a word with ourselves.
That wasn't a pretty argument.
But no, apart from that, it's been really, let me get onto it. Because I hope you don't mind. I usually just talk utter nonsense right off the top of me yed. But today I've prepared something. I can't believe we've done nearly 12 years of breakfast together. I'm talking about us all together, the listeners and everybody. Together we've seen 3 US presidents, one twice, 5 prime ministers, 113 leaders of UKIP. I took over from the much-loved Phil Jupiter, and of course, for a good while there, most people hated the change. We all hate it when change is foisted upon us, not of our choosing, I understand that. But I grew on you, insidious and malevolent and unwelcome, like a Japanese knotweed on a pristine lawn. Together we've constructed a silly alternate reality staffed by laughable, affable idiots and sprinkled with dad gags of differing qualities and fuelled by your sheer tolerance for mediocrity and your appetite for daftness. Thanks to the guests, the many wonderful people who've become our friends. Thanks to each and every producer and AP, some of which are here with us this morning, that have had to painstakingly find really stupid Jeremy Vine clips or a sound effect of an exploding whale once, I seem to remember. But a special thanks must go to Phil Smith, my carer, my dream weaver, Zara, and of course, Matt Everett, the wind beneath my wings. He is my wind. He is one of my very best friends, and he makes me lol like a footballer on hippie crack. Without him, I literally would have another 19 minutes of dead air to fill every morning. And without him, I would be like wings not the Beatles. Finally, though, I just have to say thanks for giving me your time, listeners, your thoughts, for sharing your highs and your lows and your births, deaths and marriages, your middle-aged shout-outs and your small claims. And did you know I blanked Jude Law in this very building in 2013? It really did that. But I'll shut up now, because as Guy Garvey put it, Jesus, Sean, you're only going to the afternoons. It's like saying you're moving to Australia and then moving three doors down. It's a bit awkward. So that is true. We decided what we're going to play to finish. So we decided that what we should do is play out the first song that we ever played on Breakfast back in 2007, April the 2nd, 2007. And for a long time, the tape was actually lost. It was, you know, one of those Hancock tapes, but not as good. But then we found it, and we blew off the dust, and we put it on, and we couldn't believe it. And this is true, and you can check this yourself, that the first song that we played on the Six Music Breakfast Show, April the 2nd, 2007, we're going to finish with now. It was Black Rebel Motorcycle Club and Stop.
Something people have been asking you to do for years.
So here it is. This is it. We'll see you on January the 7th, a different time slot. Our love to everybody, to Radmack, to Lauren, to Steve, to everybody.
Cats, maybe cats operating in gangs.
This is
BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music. 6 Music.
This afternoon from 4, Steve Lamack.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
At 1, Radcliffe and Moconi.
This is 6 Music.
Right now, it's Lauren Laverne.